It warmed her heart to see the pig so happy. The smaller of the two ran circles as he explored the area. The biggest one found the shade and then rolled around, wallowing in freedom. How often had Ralph even had them outside? She'd taken them from the basement, poor babies. Yes, they'd been fed and had straw to lie on, but it wasn't the same. Farm animals needed fresh air and sunshine. Here at the Fresh Start Farm, they'd get that, and more. You're home now, babies. Stepping into the pen, too, Autumn found a grassy spot to sit and spent another half hour lavishing love, scratches, and hugs on the affectionate animals. Finally, as the sun sank behind the trees and mosquitoes filled the air, she headed in. All it took to get Pavlov to come along was to open the gate again. The dog walked through every open door, every single time. That, in part, accounted for his name. Because he'd jumped into the truck bed, she took her time driving the short distance, going gently over ruts and small hills so she wouldn't jostle him too much, and then parked on the gravel lot behind the sprawling farmhouse. Porch lights had automatically flicked on. "Race you in," she told Pavlov, and then took off running. Ears flopping, he gave chase, and they hit the door together, her laughing and him barking. Unfortunately, after getting two steps into the foyer, she found Ember waiting on her. "About time." Ember stood from the couch where she'd been flipping through a design magazine. "Where have you been, anyway? It's late, and oh, Autumn, you reek." "Nice to see you, too." Putting the shower on the back burner, she made a beeline to her kitchen sink, where she washed her hands and arms up to her elbows. Pavlov ate the food she put into his dish like he hadn't been fed in a month, which was just his way, then drank noisily, splashing water everywhere. Finally, with slobbering chops, he greeted Ember. Laughing, Ember said, "You are such a pig, Pavlov." "Speaking of pigs..." As Pavlov headed into the living room in his big pillow bed, Ember shook her head. "I take it he's sleeping with you tonight?" Pavlov varied his routine, sometimes staying at her side of the house, sometimes Ember's, and sometimes even with her parents or their hired man, Mike. "Looks like. That dog is so fickle. He loves us all." Ignoring the reason for her sister's visit, Autumn took the ice cream from the freezer. "Is that going to be your dinner?" Unwilling to debate her eating habits, Autumn pointed a spoon at her. "I volunteered you today." With a groan, Ember flopped into a chair at the table. She, at least, looked fresh and pretty in a sundress and cute sandals. Her dark hair, much like Autumn's but with reddish streaks supplied by a salon, didn't look frazzled and wasn't soaked in sweat. No matter what Ember did, she never seemed to sweat. If she hadn't been her sister, Autumn might dislike her on principle alone. "Ralph gave us two pigs, one miniature, maybe, and one definitely not. I just got them settled, thus the lovely aroma you noted." "What a jerk. Two dogs, a cat, ducks, and now pigs? What part of not animal friendly is he not getting?" Luckily, they'd found good forever homes for the dogs and cat. It was a little tougher with the farm animals, since they didn't want them turned into food. "That's why I volunteered you. I promised him we'd build a swing set for his kids if he'd stop getting animals." Skewing her gloss-covered mouth to the side in thought, Ember frowned, then gave a decisive nod. "I should have enough scrap wood to make something nice. Good thinking. You draw it up and then help me put it together, and you've got a deal." She offered her palm. Autumn high-fived her. "It's a genius plan, thought of spur of the moment. But only if it actually works." More often than not, they agreed on most everything when it came to saving animals. They were well suited to run the animal rescue together. The rest of life? Not so much. Using that as a perfect segue, Ember gave her a sideways look. "Speaking of genius plans..." Autumn froze. Ember's plans were always proof positive that they led very different lives. "Guess who's in town?" Shrugging, Autumn shoved a big bite of ice cream into her mouth. She had a feeling she'd need it. Looking like a magician about to perform an amazing trick, Ember announced, "Tash Ducker." The ice cream stuck halfway down her throat. Disbelieving, suffering a mix of dread and curiosity, Autumn choked. When she finally got...